failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through.
You are tuned into the Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio with shows that cover topics to feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present There Is Life After Layoff Radio Show with your host, Allie, as we celebrate our first Atlanta Life Radio People's Choice Award for the best episode of 2015. So let's get this party started. Good evening, Allie.
Good evening, Mel D, and thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight for what I know is going to be a surprise-filled show. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. And remember, I'm not here to point fingers at or place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here for is to face my own truths as I continue to grow spiritually and continue to walk in my life's purpose. Now, along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. And the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And then also please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact me directly, you could do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you'll find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at There Is Life After Layoff, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself, the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you, thank you, thank you once again for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. And I just have a couple of quick announcements. And as always, if you miss a particular show and you want to catch up on what you've missed, you can do that through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. We have that wonderful automatic player box that's so convenient. All you have to do is just click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And please remember that we're also on iTunes, so for those of you who are on the go, all you have to do is search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are available now, and after tonight's show goes off air, it'll be available for upload within 30 minutes or less. So once again, I say thank you for continuing to not only tune into the live broadcast, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. And then, of course, one final announcement. We do want to hear from you tonight about how all of our nominated shows, or maybe one that wasn't nominated, may have touched your life. So I invite you to call in. If you want to make a positive comment, congratulate our winners, you can reach us at 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. So we're ready really to get started. Mel D, I'm going to turn it back over to you to get this party started tonight, and I'm very excited to share all of our 3 nominated shows and to find out who won. So Mel D, take it away.
Oh, Allie, I was on pins and needles this afternoon because I know who won, and I didn't tell you.
Exactly.
So we have a true element of surprise for you and the nominees and for all of our listeners. But I first want to start with why we're doing this award show, because I really think it's important that our listeners who maybe are just hearing about the award show tonight for the first time, what this all is about. We want to, here at Atlanta Life Radio, we want to make sure that we thank our listeners for their faithfulness in listening to our shows. And more importantly, we want a way to celebrate the wonderful guests who come on each and every week to participate in conversations with your show and also with the other shows, to talk about topics that are relevant to the lives and the direction and the insights that our listeners are seeking and wanting to hear about. And I just think over the past year, we had so many phenomenal special guests. Many phenomenal shows. You know, when you and I first started this journey, you know, we kind of grew with our audience, you know. We explored various topics. There were some topics that were more interesting for our listeners. We had more listeners on certain topics. But what really was transformative for, I believe, us as the hosts of these shows is that we understand why our listeners tune in to our shows. We are a show of purpose. We actually design the shows to really feed and make sure that we stay focused and transparent, that we're not talking at our audience, we're talking with them. We're in trusted conversations, and while we're in those conversations, there's support, there's resources shared, and also referrals, so that if someone is in need of continued conversations with some of our expert guests, they'll be able to do that in a very protective and personal way. So that part is good. So my thought was that each year we would do what we are going to call a People's Choice Award, where our listeners will have the opportunity to nominate the best episode of a show in a particular year. So for shows to qualify, they would have had to have a library of episodes of at least 1 year. And right now, your show is the only one that qualifies. But, you know, we continue to grow. And so now we will have, coming into the 2016 award show, we will have 4 shows for people to choose from an episode. So the show will be a lot more, it will be larger, we'll have more participation. But, you know, I always love the first. You know, you're the first in doing it. So all of your episodes were eligible. And I have to share with you, Allie, that this is the first time we're doing this. So, you know, I was unsure of the participation, but I was pleasantly surprised of how many people did respond to our call for nomination. And when they did their nominations, they also added commentary to why they were nominating the episodes. And some of the commentary were, I really connected with the show host and the guest. The topic at hand is something that I'm personally dealing with right now. So when we talk about meeting people where they're at, you know, you and I all always call it this black hole. We really never, because we're on radio, so we don't see our listeners. We don't know exactly who we're speaking to. And sometimes we wonder, is anyone tuning in and listening?
Is anyone listening, right?
Well, definitely yes. Not only do the numbers show that, but the commentary that came back, one person actually on one of the nominations said that at that moment when she heard the show, she made a decision to change her life.
And phenomenal.
She made a decision to change her life, and she did a vision board for the first time in her life. She's never done a vision board before, but she did a vision board. She did research on the internet, and now she's living this year out doing her vision board. And I actually emailed her back and said it would be wonderful, and if she wants to share, for actually for one of our listeners to be a special guest. You know, we talked about that.
Yes,
where we
absolutely.
Can hear back from listeners. So if that young lady is listening tonight, which I hope she is, we're going to extend that invitation to her. But there's no pressure, because the commentary meant a lot. And it will mean a lot for the particular show that she actually nominated and subsequently voted for.
Wow.
So the votes were close. We're going to announce the winner, but we're going to take a couple of minutes. And just right now, I would like to go ahead and share with everyone the top three episodes that were that made the cut.
Okay.
And I'm going to mention the name of the episode, the guest name, and the date that that show aired. So for those that are listening, if you want to jot this down, because if you hadn't had the opportunity to listen to the show, you can go back and listen to them after tonight. So I'm going to mention the nominees, and they're in no particular order. And no indication of who is in what place and who won. Okay, so I'm just reading them in no particular order. So our first nominee was episode called B-Fab, B-U, with our guest, with special guest Maria Horseman. And that episode aired on April 14th, 2015.
Right.
Our second nominee was The Boss Chick Movement with Dr. Carolyn Hall.
Yep.
And that episode aired on July 7th, 2015. And our third nominee was Are You a Visionary? With guests Shermaine Marshall and Vivian Turner. And that show aired on December 8th, 2015. So I present the top three nominations. Please, everyone, join Allie and I in a grand round of applause.
How funny.
It's amazing what we can do on air.
Right.
That's so funny. Allie, I want to turn the show back over to you to give you a moment to share your reflections for each of these episodes.
Well, you know, and in not in any particular order, like you said, I'll just start with the show at the top was this aired in April with Maria Horseman. And Maria and I, we met at a National Association of Professional Women meeting. And I can remember from the very first time I spoke with her, and she and I, we connected because of her passion for, you know, being healthy. And I knew from the moment that I met her that I had to have her come on and share her story. And not only did that resonate with me when I met her, but another thing that resonated with me is that she made a decision to step out on faith, if you will, and lay herself off from her job. And she had had enough. She was so stressed out. And she made a decision to follow her passion. So that was another reason why I engaged Maria. But she just has a lot of knowledge. And one thing that stood out for me, because I actually went back and then I listened to each episode to just remind me about what was so special about each show, one of the things that she said on the show that really connected with me was that what she's doing now as a health and fitness coach is not even her area of expertise.
Wow.
And so, yeah, her degree is in finance and business, international business. So this was not her area of expertise. She did not have a background in health and fitness. She got into it as a result of trying to turn her life around in her personal situation. She had health issues. And so that just goes to show you that she really was outside of her comfort zone. And I even talked about that when I started this journey, that I had no clue what I was doing, but I trusted God. So that was something that stood out with me about Maria. And she just has a wealth of knowledge, and she's so passionate about what she does. And then just going to the next show with Dr. Carolyn Hall, the Boss Chick Movement, and she's the author of the book, The Boss Chick Playbook, A Modern Girl's Guide to Purpose and Plenty. So you know what? When I heard that title, I knew I had to have her on the show, because that is a fabulous title of a book, and it pulls you in. But she is so funny, so personable, and she keeps it real. And she has such a heart to mentor and guide young women into walking in purpose and letting them know that you don't have to live your life working for someone else. You know, she wanted to dispel that fallacy about you have to, in order to be successful, you have to work for others. So that's it. She stands on that belief. And, you know, she also said in our interview that she is all about how we as individuals can leave an imprint, okay, an imprint on the world and do and pursue what God has given us to do. So it's all about what kind of legacy, what do you want to leave behind? What do you want to be remembered for? So, you know, that really stood out with me, with her. And, you know, just we talked about a whole lot of things. And one of the things that she also said that stood out for me is that don't let things defeat you.
Mm-hmm.
Or define part of, you know, she asked the question, do you let it something defeat you or do you let it define part of that experience for you? And, you know, she was just really down to earth and talked about what being a boss meant in our lives, and that does not mean being bossy. You know, the acronym BOSS stands for bold, outstanding, savvy, and successful. And so, you know, she just really has an awesome platform that she's using to really uplift women and to help them know that, you know, you can be your own boss, you know. And so, you know, she's very powerful in her testimony and in her platform. So that's one thing that, you know, stood out with me regarding that show. But then, you know, that leads me to talking about our third nomination for the show, Are You a Visionary, with Shermaine Marshall and Vivian Turner. And these wonderful young women, they both have in their own right powerful testimonies. One was laid off forcibly, and the other made a choice to lay herself off. So although they're contrasting in, you know, what their stories are, it's funny because both of them are makeup artists, and they decided to follow their passion for makeup, and it's not just about the outside look. They're passionate about helping women not only feel and look, I mean, to look good outside, but they want them to match the inside with the outside. So, and just having that conversation with them, you know, we talked about envisioning what you want to happen in your life and what that means, what that looks like, stepping out on faith, and, you know, what is it going to take for you to do that? And that's trusting God. And they're just they've become good friends of mine outside of being guests on the show, but they are so inspiring in their own journeys and inspiring to, you know, for other women. But just the passion that they have for just wanting to make that other person that in that moment where they're making maybe doing their makeup in that little space, not only are they feeding, you know, helping the outside, but they're also feeding the inside. And that's what their mission is with their makeup businesses, individual makeup businesses. So I am so glad that I have had the opportunity to meet all of these fabulous women on this journey, and I don't believe that it is an accident. I believe that God brings people into our lives for a reason and a season. And so he has allowed me to meet these wonderful women, all with different journeys, all with different stories, all living their lives on purpose. So I'm so glad, Maldi, that I didn't have to be the one to select the winner because I couldn't do
yes.
it. I couldn't do
that
it.
That would have been difficult. I couldn't do it either. difficult. And, you know, what I want to do, your recap and, you know, just reminding our other listeners of why these three shows were nominated and why they were so phenomenal in their content. I really like how you recaptured some of the essence of each of the individual episodes and what made each one special. So again, let's give them all another round of applause.
Thank you.
I'm going to enjoy doing that all evening.
Step away from the applause, Melinda.
I know. Well, I am so happy we have two of our nominees holding. So after we announce the order of winners and then the ultimate winner, we'll bring them all on air so that they can make comments and accept their place.
Right.
I don't want to give it away. I'm so excited. I'm trying to save it. So I'm going to turn it back over to you for a minute, and then when we come back from break, we'll go ahead and announce the winners.
Yes, the suspense is building, and I'm sure that our listeners are just as curious as you and I, as I am, to find out the results. And so, although I really have to say that they're all winners in my book, so it would be hard for me to choose, as I said. But at this time, we're going to pause and take a short station break. And when we return, Mel D will announce the winners. I'm Allie, your host, and along with executive producer Mel D, you're listening to a special episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio as Atlanta Life Radio presents the People Choice Award. So please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of
This is Mel D, and again, on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we want to thank all of you for tuning in today for our special show of the People's Choice Award. If you notice at the top of the show, I opened with welcoming you all to tuning into the Atlanta Life Radio station, WALR. Yes, everyone, we are now officially a full-fledged radio station, complete with three shows with one new show being added for a total of four inspirational shows. So we look forward to continuing to provide you with the best in talk radio programming. But if this is your first time tuning in, we want to thank you. Please tell a friend and please come back and please like us on Facebook. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without their financial support, this show would not be made possible. And tonight, I want to give a special thank you to my husband, Mr. Marion Davis, for sponsoring tonight's show. Now, if you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or want to learn how you can advertise with us, please send me an email message of interest, complete with your contact information, to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, send that email of interest with all of your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Thank you, and now we return back to our show.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome, and you're listening to a special episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio as Atlanta Life Radio presents the People Choice Award. And I encourage you to call in at 347-324-5246 if you want to make a comment or congratulate our nominees tonight, I should say, and also for continuing to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. Okay, Mel D, it's time for the big moment when you will announce the results of the voting.
Yes, and I want to start with saying, I know everybody hears this and think it's cliche, but it's not in our case. Each one of our nominees are winners, as you said.
Yes.
Each one. Okay?
Absolutely.
So, without further ado, guess what? We got a drum roll. Drum roll, please.
That's funny.
Yes. I'm going to announce our second runner-up, and our second runner-up is the Boss Chick Movement with
All
Dr.
Right.
Carolyn Hall. Applause. All right. Our first runner-up is B-Fab, B-U, with guest Maria Horstman.
Yay!
Yes! Applause! Okay, I'm going to do another drum roll. We all know who the winner is, but I'm going to do the drum roll anyway. And the 2015 Best Episode and People's Choice Award goes to Are You a Visionary? With guests Shermaine Marshall and Vivian Turner. Yes, applause.
Yay!
I'm having so much fun.
Awesome.
This is so awesome. So we are joined by Dr. Carolyn Hall and Maria Horstman. So I will bring on Dr. Hall first, followed by Maria, so they can bring any remarks that they would like. And so first would be Dr. Carolyn Hall. Thank you, and you're on air. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. My first award of the new year.
How awesome is that?
Right. They said 2016 would bring good things.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you ladies today?
We're great.
Wonderful.
We're so great.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And
thank
I'm telling you,
ladies.
Out of a year of episodes, to make it to the top three, that's really great. I mean, a lot of people liked your episode, and it resonated
yes.
with a lot of our listeners. So we thank you so much and support everything you do.
Absolutely.
Well, I thank you, ladies, for having me. I had an awesome time on the show.
Yes. I had to share with Mel D before the show. I listened back over all three episodes, and I commented to Mel D. I said, I forgot how funny Dr. Carolyn Hall is. Oh, my God, I enjoyed listening to it. It was like I listened to it for the first time, and I was like, oh, my goodness, she is so funny.
Oh, thank you. You know, I felt like I was talking to one of my old friends. You made
yes.
it so easy.
Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for being a part of my journey and a part of the journey of, you know, our listeners, and for, you know, sowing seeds into their lives, because I couldn't do this without all of my great guests and people who support the vision. And so I thank you for your willingness to be transparent and you know, share with us on air. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite
yes.
welcome. I quite enjoyed it.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Dr. Hall, we do have a special gift for you. So I will get with Allie, and we will get your gift to you. And, again, we just want to thank you for
thank you,
being a part of the Atlanta Life Radio family, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. So now we will hear from Maria Horstman, who is with us right now. So congratulations, Maria. You're on air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
thank
Maria.
You. How are you? Congratulations for the winner.
Yes.
I didn't have a chance to listen to her show, but I will try to catch it, definitely. Especially
yes.
knowing that she's that funny. I need that in my life more. We all
yes.
need to laugh more.
Absolutely.
Sometimes
Absolutely.
I take it too serious. Yeah, well,
oh,
has been great being part of the show, and I think it's great what you're doing for the community, and I'm glad to have met you, Allie,
Thank
and
you.
To have this
yes.
opportunity, and hopefully 2016 will continue to bring us more opportunities to share more.
Absolutely.
And add value
Absolutely.
To people.
Absolutely. I shared with you, you know, I just connected with you on so many levels, you know, your heart for fitness and being healthy and your passion for it. And I look forward to, you know, exploring other topics with you to bring that information to our listeners. So definitely it. You are a friend of the show, and I thank you for your support and for, you know, being a part of this journey. You know, like I shared with Dr. Hall, I couldn't do it without, you know, our faithful guests and listeners. So thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So congratulations to all the nominees. And
yes.
Yes.
Everybody's a winner, like you said. So.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. And Maria, we also have a gift for you. And so I will get, yes, we have gifts. So I will get your gift to Allie and we'll get it to you. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, ladies.
All right.
Thank you.
And Allie, you want to accept on behalf of Ms. Marshall and Turner?
Yes. I thought Ms. Charmaine was going to be able to call in this evening, but she may have gotten tied up. But you know what? I do graciously accept on their behalf, and I know that they're going to be super excited and probably surprised.
Yes.
You know, but they have connected with me on so many levels and have inspired me and continue to inspire me and support me with what I do, and I support them and what they're doing. And so I know that it was meant for me to meet them and have them on as guests. So I welcome the opportunity to have any of my the nominees tonight back on the show at any time, because they have been a blessing to all of our listeners, as you probably will agree.
Yes, they have. And for each of our winners, we have a beautiful trophy that will signify our People's Choice Awardee. So they will receive a trophy, and so will you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy and
you are a winner along with all of the winning nominees and with the top winner. So
yes,
just want to thank you all, because you know all the time and work and effort that goes into doing the shows. This is a way for us to thank you and let you know you're appreciated, and we're going on to bigger and better things. So
absolutely.
I had a lot of fun with this, and next year we'll actually have a whole show dedicated to this. And I was even saying to you, we might even be able to do this show live through video. So I'm thinking about
that would be awesome.
A radio broadcast that will be videotaped also. So we're real excited. So for any of our listeners out there that are just being introduced to our show and they have a business or are authors of book or just have something they want to say, you know, get in contact with us at info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Share what your interest is. We'll partner you up with the most appropriate show. And you too can be a guest and possibly a winner through our People's Choice Award in 2016. So
absolutely,
with that being
absolutely.
Said, yes, Allie, I just want to say thank you again, and I'm going to turn the show back over to you.
Yes, this has really been an exciting show. And, you know, this whole journey, Melody, and you and I kind of talked about this before we came on air this evening. It's, you know, we started this thing 2013, January of 2000. I remember January 8th, 2013 was our first episode. I remember that.
That's right.
Very, very vividly. And here it is, 2016, and you are still going strong. We're growing. And just, you know, this is great confirmation that people are listening. Because, like you said, you know, there's sometimes when you wonder, okay, is anybody even paying attention? Does it matter what I say? Does it matter, you know, to anybody what I'm trying to do here, what we're trying to do? And then this, you know, when people are voting and tuning in and sending comments that you read at the beginning of the show, makes it all worth it. That's a confirmation that we're on the right track. We're on the right path. There are a lot of people out there who, you know, share in our journey, share in our stories, and I believe that this show works because of the truth and transparency that we bring to it. Yes. And, you know, you could probably speak to that as well. You know, the saying goes, there before the grace of God, go I. A lot of people who are, you know, are walking in the same shoes. And, you know, I think with especially with the stigma that used to be attached with getting laid off, you know,
right.
That, oh, you're a loser or, you know, oh, my God, how could you lose your job? That whole thing. And I've talked about that in detail. You know, I'm shouting it from the rooftop because in the mountaintop because, you know, there's no shame in that. That it was done for a reason. God moved that, allowed that to happen in my life to move me outside of the complacency that I was in. And the situation that I was in, and he knew that I needed a little nudge in the right direction to get me started on the path that he has laid before me. You know, in Jeremiah 29:11, which is one of my favorite scriptures, says that, you know, he has a plan for us, and it's a plan for good and never to harm us. But we have to trust in that plan
and
step outside of our comfort zone and, you know, do it afraid. So if I can say anything to anybody who's listening, it may not be comfortable, but during that time you're going to grow the most. During the times when you're uncomfortable, know that you're growing, you're improving. You are not going to be stuck in the same place because you're learning. God has got his finger on your life in an area for some reason, and that's why it's making you uncomfortable, because you need to change. So understand and know that, you know, this is all for a divine purpose. And, you know, if you are not uncomfortable, you're never going to change. You're doomed to repeat the same mistakes and make the same mistakes over and over again, and you're never going to be able to step out on faith and do what he wants you to do. I mean, you know, I don't know what your feelings on that is, Mel D.
Yeah, you know that saying that you can't keep doing the same thing but expect a different result. You know,
right.
you got to make a change somewhere if you're wanting a different result. But, you know, Allie, I think we have another caller, and I'm not sure if it's one of the if it's Miss Turner or Miss Marshall, but I'm going to try and see if it's one of them or someone who just wants to say congratulations.
Great.
Let's see here. If your number ends in 2216, you're on air. Hello. Okay. All right.
Maybe they didn't realize that they were pushing.
They didn't realize.
To be in the queue.
Call back in. You can call back in. They dropped the calls. They didn't realize they were in the queue. So, okay then. So to just continue what we were saying, I think that sometimes we need inspiration in order to, number one, face our own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then from facing our truths, knowing that we need to make a change in doing something, and then finding the courage to make the change and to start moving in a different path. You know, I really believe that, you know, everything that we've been doing, we have been building and helping people select the right path for them at that time and moment in their life where they need to make a different turn. And you know, I like that picture where you got all these highways and, you know, interstates, and they all connect. But, you know, where you get off at the exit, you know, is that the right exit for you?
Right.
You got to go a whole lot of miles until you realize, I got to turn around, get back on that interstate, and I need to go another way. I need to go in a different direction. So it's kind of interesting. Maybe everybody's destination is California, but how they get there is different. So I think that's, you know, an analogy to life. So, again, you know, just congratulations to, you know, everyone and to all of our, you know, guests who have come on to share their expertise and also, you know, their personal stories. I think that's one of the other reasons that our shows are so powerful, is because all of our guests share their own story and journey. You know, and I really think that this platform allows people to connect to not only you, but also to the guest. And
yes, absolutely.
We're like friends having a conversation. You know how when people, when we're in the virtual green room and we're trying to, you know, calm people so they're not nervous when they come in there. And I describe it as we're all on a telephone call and we just got a couple of people listening in.
Right.
It just happens to be radio, but think about it as like we're on a conference call among friends, and we just have other people listening in. And but
exactly.
Everybody can be inspired, you know, by it and from it. But guess who has just, I think I see her number. Yes. I think we're joined by Miss Shermaine Marshall.
Yay!
So I'm gonna do applause and then bring her on, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't think she got to hear the applause. So here we go to our winner.
Oh,
and Miss Marshall, you're on air.
Hi there. Congratulations to us. Yay. Oh, exciting. First, I want to give my honor to God.
Right.
And to all of those who helped me. Oh, my God. How exciting.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you.
Oh,
how are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I am just like, oh my gosh.
Surprise.
Speechless.
It's wonderful. And we actually have a trophy for you. So I was sharing with Allie
awesome.
That I will get your trophy and also Ms. Turner's trophy to Allie, and then we'll get them to you. So it's actually a People's Choice Award. Yes, you can put it on your mantle.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
See, look at
y'all.
Y'all
don't have to do nothing with me now, okay? I just want y'all to know. The Oscar ain't got nothing on us, baby.
Hilarious. Oh, that is so funny. Oh, I'm so glad that you were able to call in.
Yes, my phone was on silent and I was in the other room and I'm like, I'm supposed to be doing something, and I just so happened to walk in there and I saw the message. I'm like, oh my God, it's been a crazy day. How are you guys doing? What's going on? Is Vivian on?
No, she's not on. Mm-hmm. I didn't think she was going to be able to be on, but, you know, I was just sharing, Melody and I, we were kind of sharing a little bit about each of the episodes and why they were so powerful. And, you know, I have to thank you and Vivian for, you know, connecting with me and believing and supporting the vision and for being such an inspiration to me and for, you know, just your willingness to be transparent about your journey. And so I thank you for that. And so it's well deserved, you know.
Oh, thank you.
For, you know, the accolades that you're receiving now. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I really, really seriously give all honor to God, because I didn't know that changing faces, makeup artistry would take off like it has taken off.
Mm.
And even in the midst of, you know, going to school and, mm-hmm. you know, my husband working from out of town and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm doing a whole lot of different things, trying to take care of my folks back in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just being obedient, you know, I'm really humbled
yes.
that I have been given an opportunity to say something that means something.
Yeah.
And not just say something just for the sake of conversation, you
right.
know, because changing faces is very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, there are so many women out here, men, women, boys, girls, or whatever the case may be, we all wear a mask. We're all masking something, and we all need to change faces from time to time
yeah.
for positivity, you know, and give back. And, you know, like I said earlier, if I were not getting paid to do what I do, I would still do it, because it's about a change, you know. And in this world today and all the craziness and madness that's going on, you know, you have to step up, step in, and just start working. You know,
yeah.
somebody is going to notice, and I'm absolutely humbled by this experience. I
yeah.
truly am. And Allie, you have been more than a blessing to me.
Oh.
And I thank God for you every day. And it's just so amazing how we've known each other for so long, but we
yes.
haven't seen each other for so long.
Right.
And just to see each other and just get back on the ball, was just, it was perfect timing. It was God's timing.
God's timing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, nothing happens by accident. You know,
no.
he sometimes he ends relationships and you know, maybe to,
yes.
to be continued. I just say he did a to be continued on us because you and I had, like you
I
mentioned,
like
we've known each other for so long. And we just kind of reconnected, you know, last few months. And it was, he just put a pause in that, you know, like they say, put a pin in it. He put a pin in that. And he brought you back in, you know, when the time was right, when we can be a blessing to one another and not only to each other, but to others. And so that's
absolutely.
But it's the key is hearing from God when it's that time and trusting God to lead you in and out of those relationships, because a lot of times people don't know how to put, you know, that boundary on relationships, and then they got a whole bunch of messy people in their lives and causing turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thank you for that.
That is awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. My heart is beating so fast, and I'm just like... And it's not that it's impossible, because I know through God anything can happen.
Yes.
When you don't expect it, when
yes.
you do what you do and you love to do what you do and you don't expect anything in return. So when something like this comes, I'm just like overwhelmed with just humility.
Because yes.
God just will allow things to happen when they're supposed to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
And I had a lot of friends that were voting and
yes.
And, you know, just encouraging me, and, you know, and I'm just grateful. I really am.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you, sis.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I guess I got to get ready for next year's People's Choice Award, huh?
Yes, yeah. you do. and we actually talked about doing a live broadcast but via video for next year. So, yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mel. I mean, God is
You're
using
welcome.
You to give us
yes.
this platform.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And I've just been telling a lot of my entrepreneurial friends, you know, guys, call Allie. Log into Atlanta Life Radio. You know, this is an awesome platform, you know, and I'm going to continue on encouraging them to do so. You know, because there are a lot of people out here who we need to know where these folks are so we can do business
That's
with them.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Exactly
yes,
right.
We got
so,
buying power. Yes. We got major buying power.
Yes,
know?
We
so
do.
We definitely
yes, we do.
Have to encourage each other. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's
yes,
always
ma'am.
Been that way.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes. Well, you're so welcome. And, yeah, like I said, you can go ahead and make that place on your mantle or wherever you want to put it.
I sure will.
I
sure will. I can't wait.
And we'll post
it.
We'll post it on social media. So, and then for all of our winners, everybody's getting gifts. So, you know, you can kind of
awesome.
Do a posting on social media, and we'll make sure to post it on our social media. So, kind of get the word out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you,
Charmaine,
for calling
thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. You guys have a blessed evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was great. I'm glad
yes.
we had a chance to have all of the nominees on tonight and the winners.
Yes. Yes.
That was awesome. Yes.
Yes. All right.
So you know what? I'm going to go ahead. You know, this show really works because I always begin and end with a word from God. You know, before we come on air, we pray. And I have to once again thank all of my guests and congratulate the winners and thank you for being a part of my journey, because, as I said earlier, this show would not be possible if it were not for your love and support. And so I, you know, I'm deeply humbled and grateful for the opportunity. And I also want to take a moment to thank all of our loyal listeners, because without our listeners, then this would not be possible, because we wouldn't have a reason to do it. So I thank you for continuing to tune in. Even if you can't tune into the live show, I thank you for catching up on what you've missed on the recorded podcast. So thank you so much. And it is because of you that I continue to do this, and I pray that God will continue to use me and my journey to inspire and empower you. And so as I'm always accustomed to doing, I always want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture. And one of the reoccurring messages or themes, I guess, if you will, that I heard in all of the shows after I listened back over each episode was that of faith, okay? And that led me to share Scripture from Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And it reads, "He said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, that is your lack of firmly relying and trust, for truly I say to you, if you have faith that is like living, like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." So tonight, you know, ask yourself, what kind of faith do I have? Am I trusting God in all areas of my life? And the way that you can find out what kind of faith you have, you can ask yourself three questions to help you find out. Ask yourself first, do you in rebellion question what God is doing in your life and ask why he hasn't answered your prayers? That's the first question. Next, ask, do you completely trust God and have confidence in him to the degree that when we don't see our answer right away, we wait patiently instead of taking the matter into our own hands and doing it our own way? And lastly, are you loyal to God? Okay? Real faith has all the above qualities and a total confidence in God and complete trust and unquestioning loyalty. So just know that if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, which is, if you know the size of a mustard seed, that's very minute. You can trust and believe that God will show up in your life at the appointed time. And no, it may not be when you want him, but like they say, he's always right on time. You have to wait on God, okay? God's timing is not our timing. He knows the plan that he has for your life. Trust and believe that it is always going to be for good and nothing to harm you. So no, that doesn't mean that you're not going to face challenges from time to time, but in those moments, in times of trial and tribulation or when you're facing challenges, he is growing you. He's developing your character to become the men and women that he wants you to be, to help you fulfill that purpose. So he may propel you into your purpose, but do you have the character to stay there? So the growth situations that you're facing is development of your character so that when he elevates you to that position where he wants you to be, you're going to have the character to sustain yourself. So just know that you have to trust and have faith. I have had faith from day one in this show. I trusted that this was what God wanted me to do, and I believed and just kept pushing forward. And no, it hasn't always been easy, and I've had struggles along the way. And each time I have to say that I stood on God's promises, I knew that he had my back at every turn. And that's what you can do. It's not different. He is not a respecter of persons. The same word applies to everybody. So I encourage you to just don't give up hope, don't give up faith, and just trust and believe. And so on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And
Allie.
Yes.
This is Mel D. Before you go to that next sentence, can you and I do a round of applause to our listeners?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's applaud all of our listeners. All right, now you can take us out.
Okay. Yeah, we don't take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. And I want to say another congratulations to all of our nominees and winners. You're all winners in my book, and I'm glad that I didn't have to choose a winner because I couldn't. Thank you. You're all special to me in so many ways, and thank you for blessing me in my life and being a part of this journey. So I congratulate each and every one of you, and thank you. And I look forward to continuing to work with you in 2016 and beyond. So until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you. Known has come from you alone.